7:33 now, Steve and Ted. And I believe Jack Kellogg is with us now. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Steve and Ted.
What are you guys? Are you camping out in a tent down there in Winfield this morning?
No, I'm not. It's been years since I've attempted that. How about a bed and breakfast for me and a few select staff?
Oh, man. Now, that sounds
that's
like
more fun. Our speed.
That
yeah,
sounds
yeah.
like fun. Yeah.
You got to do it. You know, you work hard. You have to rest.
All right.
That's it.
So how many years have you gone to the Walnut Valley Festival?
Well, I sold hats here for 33 years, but I started coming when it was the third annual. I was 13 years old just for the music, but selling hats, 33.
Wow. So
it's quite a deal.
And I've never been there. I've heard great things about it. I guess if you're into bluegrass and other genre, this is the place to go, huh?
Well, you know, it's not just bluegrass. You know, it's various other kind of sub-genres, if you will. You've got Celtic, you've got gospel in some cases, you've got some cowboy musicians. It's really quite a variety. And put it on your bucket list because it's an incredibly interesting festival. The management at Walnut Valley has always kind of stressed getting younger people, or they've been successful at keeping younger people involved in the festival. You know, it's hard to do that, to keep it pertinent or relevant to succeeding generations, but they've done a beautiful job of it.
You're talking about the music genre. I don't even know what some of that music is. I know you talk about cowboy music. There's at least one or two bands from Wichita that go down there, right?
Oh, quite a few. In fact, you know, Oren Friesen has been an MC down there for years. You've got, a whole bunch of different. Robin Macy and Kentucky White with their band will be playing on the main stage, and other, bands with really interesting names like The Socks in the Frying Pan. How's that for a title?
Love it.
Bing Futch. Little Big Twang is Robin Macy's band, and that'll be fun too. And, you know, people, they're so religious about this festival and really devoted to it. It's a remarkable deal. You know, it's a deal where you could even get a day pass and then rent one of those festy cabs, those where you get on a golf cart and they take you around the campgrounds. I mean, this place, it's pretty incredible.
It's the fairgrounds down there, right?
And Cowley County Fairgrounds in Winfield, Kansas.
If you run into Oren Friesen, would you remind him about the time when he actually babysat for my kid when Scott was young?
Oh, I will, and I'll bet he'll definitely remember.
Oh yeah, we got a picture of my son Scott. He's about 3 now. He's 56, but he was about 3 years old, and he had Oren's great big cowboy hat on his head.
And always.
So we don't know Oren for a long
time. That math doesn't add up because Oren's only about 42.
Yeah, Oren's Oren.
He's aged so well. That is so interesting. You know. What I love about this festival, and at least as far as, you know, from the perspective of Hatman Jacks, is that musicians, you know, they're all about defining their music, but they're all about defining their look. Mm-hmm. And so on stage, it's the vibe they're trying to capture. And that's what's fun about it for us. You know, we put together a booth up here with about 10 spaces and takes 5 of us to operate. It's a production. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
So those people, anybody out there who's never been to your shop down in Delano, I know that you have sold and provided hats for some pretty famous people. Can you name one or two that we might know about?
Well, you might or might not. You know, mm-hmm. Haggard was my favorite. You know, Alan Jackson, lots of country people. But. Yeah. And down here in the bluegrass circles, you know, John Hartford and, you know, people like Doc Watson used to come down
Doc
here.
Watson. Even I know that.
Remember him? Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. It was so great. But, you know, the thing is that Walnut Valley Festival is good at is they showcase new talent that becomes bigger talent, like Alison Krauss. And you've heard of her, haven't you, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, good. Yes. She's a dandy.
Well, listen, have you ever had any problems down there other than the fact you can't you know, you can't get enough to eat or something like that? I'm sure you do. There's probably a lot of food down there, right?
Well, yeah, there's lots of food and food vendors, so it's good there. And now problems, you know, this festival has always been extremely well run, and you know, they've got you know, you've got some campgrounds out there that are wild into the night, but they have a police presence here that doesn't have to act often, but will immediately, if you know what I mean. It's well run and safe.
All right, Jack, you take care of yourself.
Now, if you're at the festival, does Mac need to come run to the store?
Hey, I could use a runner. You know, I'll tell you, there's nothing worse than not having something that's back at the store. Steve, if you just want to go, I'll even let you borrow my car.
There must be something wrong with our equipment here. I can't hear. What is he talking about? Can't hear.
I'll pay gas. Come on now.
I'm claiming deafness at this point. Jack,
I get it.
Be careful down there. Take care of yourself. And
I will.
Have a great time at the – and it goes through the 22nd, right? It's what, Sunday?
This Sunday, yeah. Okay. And I think it kind of slows down about noon. But, yeah, oh, God, come. Just put it on your bucket list and do it.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Thanks for being with us this morning. Jack Kellogg, Hatman Jack, talking about the 52nd annual Walnut Valley Festival.
How about that?
That's interesting.
I am glad you asked him about what his accommodations were, because I pictured him.
Well, I thought he'd be
sitting around the campfire around outside his tent when he did his interview with us.
Yeah, that's it.
He's in a bed and breakfast.
He doesn't rough it, you know. I mean, if there's a double tree down there, he's probably staying there. I was going to ask him what the pool is like then. They're having a good time, and it sounds like fun. And maybe I'll go down there someday. And maybe you'll go down there. Have you ever been there? You've never been there.
I've never gone to the festival.
All right. All right, let's continue on now. It's 7:40, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Wichita Business Journal Update is coming up. Textron making its best and final contract offer to union workers. That's all the way with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.